This is the Publix Radio. I'm Luis Hernandez. You're listening to Artscape. A historic cottage situated in Westerly Libraries Wilcox Park is home to an artist-in-residence program that attracts creatives from around the country. It offers artists of all levels and disciplines to take risks and pursue new projects while also providing creative and educational programming to the surrounding community. The latest artist-in-residence is Dave Solomon. He's an award-winning New York-based writer and director of film and theater, and he joins us now. Dave, welcome.
Oh, hi. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here, be in Westerly, and be on your show.
You're based in New York City, and I'm wondering, what attracted you to the residency in a small town in southern Rhode Island?
Well, first of all, I was actually working in Westerly this summer. That's how I found out about it. I saw the cottage in the park, and I was like, what is this? And someone explained it was the artist residency, and I wrote in and found out and applied. And so I'm so glad it just kind of happened that way. And I found out about it and then got the privilege of being here. But basically it's like in New York, I do direct, I do a lot of different projects, and there are always things happening, which is great. Like there's always a show to see or someone in town and meetings to be had. And it's nice for writing for me. I am a procrastinator, so it's to get out of, I've done other residencies too, and to be in a space where I'm in this beautiful cottage in Wilcox Park, I have to write. Like I'm in a place where I can just let my mind go into the things I want to work on and think about and write about and without the distractions of the city.
The cottage you're staying in was built in the 1920s. I'm wondering, what have you learned about the history? And also, tell us a little bit about what it's like being in there.
It's wonderful. And it's obviously very newly renovated. So I'm very warm, first of all, which is good because it's so magical too. It's literally my second night here was the big snow. And I was honestly got all my groceries and thought, and of course it was plowed out and everything's taken care of so quickly. I almost wanted to be snowed in like it was the 1800s and I had all my food and my writing notebooks. But it's incredible the history of the park and the library, and I'm not good at like memorizing and reciting back facts, but I've been reading that, and even I'm a runner too, so I've been jogging around the park and the little signs of the different statues and the history of the place. And this cottage, which again was newly renovated, is incredible though, and it's wonderful that the library and the park are kept up and preserved.
What are you working on during this residency?
I have four different screenplay projects that I've been wanting time to work on and that I kind of, I don't know how much detail to go into, but I have four different projects and I think I know which one I'm going to start with and focus on. But yes, I had four kind of as juggling and all want my attention.
So obviously you're going to get to spend some time working on your projects, but what are the expectations for your residency and how you have to connect with the community?
I love doing things like this, and that was one of the aspects of it that excited me about the residency. Amanda Wagner, who's my point person through the library and part of the AIR program, there is an expectation to do something for the community. I'm not a visual artist, so I can't welcome people in to see my work. So it's like, what could I do in return or to be a part of this community? And we're offering a few things. I'm doing two workshops. I teach a lot as well. So I do a musical theater performance lab at a lot of different schools or audition labs. So we're doing two musical theater audition workshops on a Thursday evening and the end of February, the 20th and the 27th, and that people are welcome to sign up for. And then all skill levels, all sets of people, or anyone just even interested to come and kind of get a look into like how I work and how I work with others in terms of that world, which is very different than my writing career. It's my directing and theater career. And I've worked a lot as an associate director on a lot of Broadway musicals, and I'm developing a lot of shows. So we're doing that. And then we're on the film side. I also worked on two movies, major motion pictures with Bill Condon, the Oscar winner, screenwriter and director. I worked on a film, Mr. Holmes, with Ian McKellen as an old Sherlock Holmes, and the Disney Beauty and the Beast film. So we're doing a screening of Mr. Holmes where I'll be able to talk about the film a bit and answer some questions and a little Q&A.
I'm curious about the musical theater workshop. And, if you can give me a taste of like, what sort of what you like to teach and you know, how, what people will gain from that experience. Is it basically, hey, this is, if you're going to try to be in musical theater, this is what you got to know?
Yeah, a bit. And also, I like to come from a place of support. I feel like there's so much, especially for young, I work a lot with young people, but again, all ages, all skill levels are welcome. But I like to approach from a place, yeah, of we're all in this together. Because even when you come in, I think audition-wise, when you come into these rooms, and for people who might be for the first time wanting to do something like that, or also get a glimpse into it, it's, there's sometimes this fear of you're coming into this room of people behind the table, and we can make mistakes too. We're all in together. We also want you to be the best one to come in. And I work a lot with people on how to approach an audition, so you're not coming in, well, I have to hit these notes, I have to do this, and you're just so self-conscious about everything. But who is the character? Why are you singing this? How do you mentally come into this as if you're performing it? And we also want you to be great, and you're going to be the best person for it. And how do you come into those rooms? So it can also be helpful outside, if there are people outside of theater who are just interested in that too. It could be a fun workshop to be a part of in the community, because I think there's a lot in terms of just how we bring ourselves into a public speaking situation or all those different things. But it, especially people who are interested in theater, and we're focusing on musical theater. But again, if people are interested in monologue, I was talking to Amanda too, if people are interested in monologues or doing things like that, we might be able to, you know, offer that as well. We're also been reaching out to look for accompanists, for pianists, for to join us as well in town. So if anyone hears this and is a piano player who wants to come be a part of this and work with me, reach out.
What does it mean, you know, to have this kind of experience for you, to be able to, you know, spend this focused time away from the city, out in a cottage, surrounded by nature, in a smaller town with different time constraints?
It's a gift. It's truly, truly a gift. And I had this idea, and it's literally been a year where I've had this idea, and I have like about 10, 15 pages of things, and I never get to work on it. And here I am, like gifted this time, and I have to. And then I can go out to this beautiful town and sit in the Brazen Hen and get my blackened Caesar salad and iced tea and do some work there too. And the United is right there. It's like there's culture and art surrounding me. But in this, I had this great little bubble to work in and let my thoughts and ideas come to paper or computer.
I've been speaking with artist in residence Dave Solomon. He's an award-winning New York-based writer and director of film and theater. And again, he is doing the artist in residency program at Westerly Library and Wilcox Park. Dave, it's been a pleasure, and enjoy the rest of the time you're doing this.
Thank you so much, Lewis. It's been a pleasure as well. Thank you for having me.
You can find more information in our story online about the Artist in Residency program and the events Dave is putting on in February and March. Just go to thepublicsradio.org/arts. For the Publix Radio, I'm Lewis Hernandez.